Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
If you've been to my house, you know I have a special television set. I only get four channels, WGN TV, News Nation, Antenna TV, and Rewind TV. But I may have to borrow somebody's set because I'm going to make an exception tonight and watch Channel 7. And this sounds like a great story tonight. AI dating dangers tonight on ABC 7 Eyewitness News at 10. And with us now, consumer investigative reporter Jason Knowles, who worked this story. Is this what it sounds like, Jason? People, you know, they hook up with someone who's not real?
Yeah, you know, it's really wild. And by the way, you know what you could do? You could just go on the app and watch live on our app, too.
Oh, okay. Good. I'll do that.
Then you don't have to get a different station. It actually is, you know, it's hard to believe, but it's really scary, the new times we're living in. And it's only going to get worse. I mean, right now, I guess you would maybe want to call it the first or second generation of these pictures or videos. And they may not be all fully AI generated. It's not like someone hits a button and creates a man or a woman. But they take other images or other people and they alter it. And they will put signs, holding up signs that say, you know, I love you, Jim, or I love you, Jason. And you could tell, you know, if you could look closely and see sometimes that the hands are different or the earrings on some women actually aren't symmetrical or don't match. Sometimes we have a video of a woman and you can see the chin kind of blending into the neck. But you know what happens is there are a lot of people out there that are online dating, whether it's social media or text or dating apps. And a lot of people, you know, they're lonely. And I think in the moment they see someone and they think, could they be real? Is this unobtainable, you know, person potentially someone for me? And they do fall for it. And mm-hmm. what they end up doing is, unfortunately, is sending a lot of money to these people. And it's really a sad situation. And I think it's going to get worse only when the technology continues to get better. But you really have to be inspecting these pictures very closely and very carefully.
So the goal of the scammers is to get money. How do they do that exactly? How does it work?
Yeah, so what they do is, I mean, the AI part is new. The other part, is also known as the romance scam, may not be as new. But really, this is just people that you meet on any kind of dating app that they try to convince you to send money. They come up with a story that they need money to cover for a flight to come see you, or their bank account is depleting, and they come up with a sob story about, you know, their child needs money, or their dying mother needs money. And they do convince people to send money, gift cards, cryptocurrency. I mean, the biggest tip to avoid all of this, is really the easiest thing to remember, is just never send money, never invest with a stranger, period. Whether you mm-hmm. think it's a real picture, not a real picture, whatever, don't invest or don't send money to anybody. And if you meet a person online that you do think you have a connection with, I mean, really the best advice from dating experts is you should be meeting quickly after connecting. And obviously you want to go to a safe place and in public, you know, especially a concern for many women, but you do need to actually meet in person. And unfortunately, you know, one tip we used to tell people was FaceTime. That may not even be a good tip anymore because the AI, and you'll see this video tonight in our story at 10, it looks like, according to experts, it could have been anyone behind this video. And then the face, you know, changed into that of a woman with shiny black hair and glasses.
Wow.
So really, they could do it live, potentially, with some of this technology. So FaceTime may not even be, unfortunately, a good tip anymore.
You mentioned that if you look closely, you can tell by small irregularities that it's fake. It's a fake picture or fake video. But when you looked at it, Jason, did you think, well, most people are not going to catch this, or, you know, if it's just a quick glance, they'll never know?
I mean, I thought within a minute, I thought there's no, you know, I could see it was suspicious. You know, it looks kind of, you know, it could pass. I guess it just depends on, you know, if you've been talking to someone for a long time and your hopes are up. Sometimes people just want to believe what they want to believe, you know.
Yeah, exactly. So we're going to see some of this. And do you talk to people who got scammed?
Yeah, yeah, thanks. Good question. We do talk to two people. You know, one man was convinced to invest $60,000. He thinks it was a legitimate investment. It gets kind of complicated, but it did tank. But then this AI woman, you'll see the video of her on tonight, and she said, okay, I'll make up for that investment. I'll open up a crypto account. I'll put the money in. And then that crypto account grew to almost $200,000. And she says, okay, now you can take your money out of that crypto that you lost. Well, he went to go try to take the crypto money out, and they said, no, you have to pay upfront taxes to take the crypto money out because it was an overseas crypto account. And obviously, that's a scam. You should never be paying upfront $25,000 in taxes to get your money out of an account.
Yeah, well, go ahead, Jason.
If he would have paid that, he would have been scammed.
You gave us the warnings, but is there any policing that that anybody can do to prevent these from even hitting the internet? I guess not, huh?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard. I think a lot of the dating apps, I mean, just from previous stories I've done, I mean, I think they try their best to police. I mean, I know that they are improving their programs as well to catch fakes, or sometimes they match other stock photos up that have been used before in other profiles. So I think there is stuff that is happening and going on to try to stop this. But at the end of the day, it's going to be you, your own judgment. You have to make sure that, you know, you're looking at these things closely, looking at these pictures closely. I mean, really, if it's too good to be true, it probably is. Mm-hmm. I mean, sometimes you see, like, the hair is too shiny. Look at the background closely. Does it look like it could be a green screen background? Does anything look overly filtered? But yeah, you have to just kind of do these things for yourself. And then, again, you know, I say to avoid all of this, meet in person. I mean, nobody that you really are going to end up meeting in the long run is going to say, send me $1,000 or I can fly to you from Hong Kong. Like, it just isn't going to happen.
Yeah, common sense there. AI, Dating Dangers, it's tonight, ABC 7 Eyewitness News at 10 with Jason Knowles. Far be it from me, Jason, to suggest stories for you, because I think you're doing okay there, but I think you should investigate whether the maker of Oreos has cut the cream to cookie ratio. You want to get your consumer investigative team on that right away, please?
That'd be a good story. I like that. You know, you get... I tried the Oreo Thins, and you have more creamless cookie.
All right. Well, you know what? Watch 10 tonight, and then you can turn back to Channel 9 News Nation, Antenna TV, or Rewind TV. ABC 7's Jason Knowles. Good talking to you, Jason. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having me.